So you scored a second date with somebody that you think is pretty great. There you are, you're on your second date, and there are a few things you should never say if you want a third date, like, ooh, I love babies.
You say you hate babies?
You don't say anything about
babies.
You bring
a baby doll and you're actively punching it when you're on the date? No.
Don't say anything about babies. Okay. Don't.
Well, if you're saying that on the second date, you probably shouldn't say it on a first date either, right?
Probably.
What if you're saying, I'm looking for a sugar baby? If they're a gold digger, they'd like that.
Have I got a story for you?
On air or off?
Well, it can be on air, but it's for, yeah. It ended very, very, very poorly for someone who was signing up to be a sugar baby.
It always ends bad.
It was in Florida.
Oh.
And they had a gun pulled on them.
Oh, not good.
Mm-mm. And the sugar daddy, I think, was 80. Anyway.
Well, they think they own you when they pay for all your stuff. Yeah.
Right.
So babies, just say nothing about babies.
Just don't talk about babies. Because that could be very off-putting because it's like too quick.
You're just saying you like them.
Okay. But if you're like, well, I really like children, and then you want to know, when do you plan on having them? How many do you want? It's like,
is it okay if I say I'm on for a second date, I've had a vasectomy?
You're in a very different dating category.
There's a lot of people in my category.
Yes, but these are for like people who
have never married, no kids.
Okay, let me ask you, in your dating world, since you're older than the average person getting married, are there a lot of the girls that you go on dates with kind of talk quicker about that stuff?
Yes.
Because they've been there, done that.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this, the first date, if you're been married and have kids, the first date is talking about your exes exclusively for the first 30, 45 minutes because everyone wants to know, why are you in this situation?
Uh-huh.
And not in a bad way, just kind of like, hey, I have this ex-husband. Oh, we get along great. Oh, he's terrible. He's a deadbeat.
Do they ever ask? Yeah. Are you planning to have, do you want to have kids?
Went out with somebody one time, and you know how dudes don't pay attention. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Yeah, I'll meet you up. Boom, boom, boom. Get there, and she's like 27. Had no idea.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even look. Normally, I would like kind of, because it was a last minute date.
Yeah.
She's like, let's meet up. And she's like, yeah, I want to get married someday and have kids down the road. I mean, we talked for a while, and I'm thinking, I didn't bring up the vasectomy thing. I was like, cool.
Uh-huh.
But I would never bring it up. I would wait until she falls in love with you.
No.
No, in my mind, I'm like, no.
Did she know that you had children?
Yeah.
Oh.
What you could do, Jared, is say, yeah, I really want kids, more kids too. Because you're not lying. You really might want more kids too, but you just can't have them.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
No, I don't.
So that would just be lying.
Yeah.
Right. But if he did.
Apparently, that's a lot of guys do that. They just will say whatever they got to say. And I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just didn't say anything because then all of a sudden in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to ask
her
out again.
What if you had a connection with the girl and you knew that's a big contention if you're willing to have more kids or not?
One of the reasons I got a vasectomy, besides the fact I have three kids that I love and I'm very lucky, was that because I was single again, I was like, if I ever were to, let's just say, and I'm going to hold down this road the whole time, if I were to get married again, I don't want that to be a pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to be a reason. I don't want to be a driving force. Can't. Off the table.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely talk about dating from your perspective a lot with children and divorces.
Oh, yeah, no, most of it's not.
But most of the time, yes, for your age group, but for the younger, like 18, 19, 20, 21, it's like,
you go on those dates.
You're saying babies?
And you're saying babies. That is terrifying.
I'll say even at our age is terrifying.
Well, that too, but I'm just saying, imagine.
So. Oh,
you've
no.
You've never been down that road.
Yeah, but
and it's
she's
like,
saying it's don't do it on a second date, where in your situation, they probably move.
Right.
They're over the.
Older people, not even older, but people that have kids move way, for the most part. Either they're so hurt by everything that it's like they're just wasting your time anyway being out because they're like, they have no intention of doing anything.
Yeah.
But usually it's lightning fast. And the older they get, it's even faster.
Which is maybe probably why they don't work out.
Yeah, second marriage.
Because they're moving lightning fast.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just like this. Jason jokes about being panicking as a woman who doesn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's more panicking when you do have kids and you're struggling as a single parent that you want to, I don't think people think that.
I could totally see that because if you already have a child, and let's say your child is 3. Okay, and then find yourself and you're divorced and you want to give your kids a sibling, but you also don't want to do that 12 years down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And can I say something? And there's different situations. If kids can be older and teenagers and it might be different. If you have young kids, stop introducing them, men or women, to every partner you go out with.
Well, I think people just can't.
And you think that a lot of people, but every time I hear it, I'm like, what are you doing? It'll be the sixth guy that year or sixth woman that year. You're introduced to your kids and they're like, come on. Figure it out.
They're living, I think, life just for themselves.
Jared, would you ever get married again for the third time?
I've learned to never say never. I've said that on the air before.
You know, like knowing the statistics.
I know.
Why would you subject yourself to that? It's 25% of marriages that are the third marriages that worked out.
That's why I'm not excited about it. I'm not into like, I want to get married. I'm not at all. But I'm saying, would I? Is there a percentage of me? I would be lying if I said definitely never, no circumstance ever.
Then most of that, then what you just set yourself up there for is a divorce, most likely.
You know, I'm a big stats guy, but the same. Like, I mean, you didn't notice when you and Carol got married. If you marry somebody with a kid, the divorce rate is 65%.
It is?
Yeah. Well, then why would you do it?
Well, my dad married. Well, yeah, there was a divorce rate.
There was a divorce.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen. You're just more likely to.
Well, I'm actually my stepmother, though, has been with my dad for like 30-something years, and technically he had two kids.
No, I know. It works for some, but I'm saying that's the other 35%, which could be millions of people.
Overall.
It's more likely.
Something else you should never say on a second date if you'd like to have another, do you like me? It just sounds pathetic.
Yeah, it does.
Do you like me?
It happened on that show, Summer House, that we're watching, where that weird guy that couldn't do it because his thing didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Was like immediately like, already heading towards like marriage on a second date.
Yes. But then didn't like anybody because no one was good enough. We're like, okay, right. You're the one who's moving too quickly.
Yes.
Another thing you should never say on a second date, and this is just because when you're first starting out, it should be so fun.
It should be so fun
and so lighthearted and getting to know that person. And then once you feel like you know that person, then these kinds of questions are okay. Mm-hmm. But on a second date, you should never be like, so what are your parents like? Get to know that person first. If you even, then you can decide.
Well, you do, though.
I even want to get to know your parents?
Right.
Because if you don't like that person,
yeah. And I think when you're younger, you don't ask nothing about their parents.
You don't,
unless they just say
you don't.
Unless they bring them up and like, my dad's super cool. I saw my dad earlier, and you're like, oh, cool. But I wouldn't be like, tell me about your dad.
These kinds of questions reek of, I'm on the fast track to getting serious, and I don't care
who it is.
I'm going to get married. I want to have kids, and I don't care who I do it with.
Exactly. Two of the four people that I recently went on multiple dates with, within 2 weeks, and I've been friend zoned many times, so I'm not saying any sort of way. Friend zoned them, like, we're better off as friends.
Uh-huh.
Both in Facebook relationships 2 weeks later.
Yeah. They don't care who it is.
You just wanted it. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you're young, you know, young and newly dating or whatever, meeting people, just make it fun and lighthearted.
It should be at our age, too. Make it fun.
See if you like them.
Yeah. What's all the future fakings?
I don't know.
There's a lot of future faking out there.
Anyway, just a couple things you're trying to score another date with somebody that you kind of like.
So keep it fun. Don't go too much into the future.
Right.
Yeah, keep it light. I like that. All right. Apparently, Katie and I have been duped by AI.
Oh, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, there's so much out there to keep up with. And we did a whole video based on what we thought was real people doing it. But apparently, it's just AI doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually did it.
We did.
We'll tell you how we were duped next.